Scientists are reporting new information about what it means to be tone deaf. Writing in tomorrow's edition of the journal Neuron, Canadian researchers describe the case of Monica, a woman in her early 40s. Monica is normal in every way, except for the fact that she can't carry a tune to save her life. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Psychologist Isabel Peretz studies people with amusia, the technical name for people who can't tell one melody from another. Usually, people suffer from this because of some kind of physical damage, a brain injury or an ear problem. But Peretz was interested in studying people who were perfectly healthy, had no difficulty with language, and still have no ear for music. So she advertised in newspapers in Quebec, Canada, asking for volunteers who had clear musical disabilities. That's how she found Monica. Peretz says Monica knew early on she had musical problems.
In Quebec, it's rather common to be enrolled in those kind of choir, you know, in church choir. So she did participate to those choirs, and she was, of course, told not to sing.
Just open your mouth and smile, the choir director said. Monica's attempts to play in a band were similarly disastrous. After that, Monica steered clear of music whenever she could. At Peretz's lab at the University of Montreal, testing showed that Monica was off the bottom of the scale in her ability to recognize melodies. Then, Peretz played Monica a series of 5 tones. Here they are again. The first 3 notes in the series are the same, but the 4th is different.
Everyone, even babies, can discriminate this kind of distance.
And Monica could not?
Oh, no, she can't. She couldn't. And even the double of that, twice as much, she can't. She needs at least 4 times as much to discriminate something.
But even 4 times as much wasn't always enough. One more time. And she never heard that one?
Never. I mean, that was really curious. I mean, she couldn't distinguish if it what it was, and she couldn't tell that there was something different.
Monica could do one thing that was unexpected. Listen to these 5 tones. Listen again. The 4th tone is higher than the first 3.
That she could pick it up sometimes, but not often.
Peretz has no idea why Monica can hear tones that are higher, but not those that are lower. She's looking for other people with musical deficits similar to Monica's. She's found a few, but none as remarkable. Many researchers are looking for genes that are associated with amusia. The difficult part is finding good ways of telling who really is tone deaf. Peretz's work should help with that.
We now have a much better idea of the sorts of things we should be testing if we want to study these kind of people.
Dennis Drena is a geneticist at the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders.
I think this sort of thing is what all of us have really been looking for as a clear roadmap to how we should be characterizing these people so that the subsequent genetic studies can be done properly.
Learning about tone deafness should tell a lot about how our brains perceive music. Finding the genes associated with tone deafness is probably years off. But there is one good thing about being tone deaf. Music like this isn't nearly so hard to listen to for people with no ability to discriminate pitch. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.